the Madrigas Rabbis the Tshuva, not Tshuva. There are many, many Madrigas of Tshuva. Well, if you are Madrigas, Yiskari, Vahodim, Lashem, Baruch Hu, and in accordance with the Madrigas, a person draws closer to the Rabbanish, meaning the greater the level of his Tshuva, the greater the level of his Yiskari. Va'omnom the Chol Tshuva Tintas Licha. For every type of tshuva that a person does, he will find kapara for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ach leitisa ha'nefesh tayo sholim liyos ha'vodesh lohoi. But it doesn't mean that he cleansed himself up. The loss of Rosh Yitayar Odom is liba, unless he fully cleanses himself. The yochin asrucha, he prepares himself, kashay yizbol. If you have a dirty shirt, stink. You wash it, it's a little better off than it was. It's not as disgusting as it once was. It doesn't mean it's clean yet. If you're patient enough to keep washing it, so eventually you'll probably get fortunate enough, you'll get the dirt out and it'll get clean. But it takes a lot of effort. In the mind, the Mizmor of Tshuva, Mizmor Nun Aleph and Tilim, because of Herod Katsaini Me'avon, that he calls it, the Rebbeinu should wash him, should cleanse him from its chator. B'ukaveit ha'nefesh min ha'ovayim, it's kifia she'dechaveit et libo, it's as much as we cleanse the heart. She'nemar kapsi mero libe, chushalav dinavim yamiyo. The Omru and Chazal of Toler of Athena Zechonu Baruch Asher Yish Yoreyes Hashem is Ba'ida Ish, meaning wrote alone Mark, the Tshubat Adam and Ma'ula of the Mega Chuloysov. When a person has his full strength in life and he does Tshuva, then that Kayach is, then that's a Tshuva, but Koch all of his Gabra Yitzra. If he's old and he's frail and he ate Harad, can barely, affect him any, he can barely move. It's also a tshuva. Okay, called tshuva ma'ila k'moshe nemer toshev eno shadaka v'tumu tshuva b'nei odom. Omru, z'chonen ala bracha d'chducha shal nefesh. Until the last ounce of life that a person has. But we should seek to do tshuva while we're in the prime of life. Not in the waning shadows of life. And every type of tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shlomo accepts tshuva me'avo, he accepts tshuva me'yira. But the big difference is between them. And I mentioned many times before, because Rabbeinu Yehuda says, depending on the sincerity of the depth of the tshuva, that's how far we get with tshuva, even though every madriga of tshuva is accepted by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Zugta Magid, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, described tshuva meyira with a moshel, the moshel which I oft repeated. He said there was a group of parashim, of cavalrymen, chidash of parashim, and they were in the Zaz army, and they were in the midst of a war. And finally that day came that they were rotated back from the front. They weren't, they were in the rear area. And so finally they had a chance to wash up, clean up a little, to eat a decent meal. And in the middle of cooking the breakfast, first they enter in the rear area, and all of a sudden the call comes that the enemy is breaking through at the front, and we need the cavalry to reinforce them. So that's it. So they have to jump on the horses, and they ride off back, the miles to the front. So one guy decides this is not a tachma. He finally has a decent food to eat. He's going to leave it behind. So he takes the sphere, he takes the pots with the food, with his breakfast. And he puts it on top of a blanket on his horse. And the ride ties it down to the horse, and he rides off into battle. Till he travels the number of miles to the front, the heat penetrates through the towel, through the blanket, and it starts to burn the horse's skin. And just as he approaches the front, right where the enemy is breaking through, the horse goes nuts from the heat, and the horse bolts and just charges headlong right at the enemy, and single-handedly he breaks up the enemy's attack. I never saw such daring. The horse just leaped out and confronted them, and single-handedly he broke up the enemy attack. Then they come to give him a medal for bravery in battle. So he's a little bit sheepish about it. He says, "Luke." He said, "Yeah, but who gets the credit?" He said, "A pot of porridge gets the credit, you know." That's what burned over the sense of weapons to battle. And that's, you know, that's what we're holding when we approach the Rebbeinu of the Tshuva Meir. But it's interesting. The Rambam writes, the last paragraph in this Tshuva, the Tshuva Meir is a madrega for Yiras Ha'inish, for uneducated people, for people that do not have tremendous depth to them to appreciate the greatness of Hashem. And, but the Balei Musa said that Halavai would do Tshuva for that reason. So we need to take our responsibility seriously at Elul. I just want to start a tiny drop, another line. Oikar Rishon of Tshuva is a harota, is regret. And what is the regret? Yovin Levovo, we have to understand within our hearts, Ki Rav Lamar Ozoy Es Hashem. That going away from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is horrendous and bitter. It's not merely that we fail to gain the advantage of what's good, but going a step away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a destructive step. Destructive to ourselves, destructive to the world around us. So that's the Yisoid. Starting point is to realize that the things that exist in our lives, which are inconsistent with the rotten of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that they're intolerable. Once we come to the understanding that they're intolerable, so then we'll have motivation to do something about it. That's why the first thing Rebbeinu Yehuda tells us is Ki Rav Lamar Ozoy Es Hashem. That's something we have to ponder deeply. We don't live in such a religious age that it's so axiomatic. Thought process which we have to work dearly to assimilate. The night of voice. Motion.